T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We've reached the point in Biden's America where it is harder to go to a deli in New York City than it is for an illegal immigrant to break into this country for life. There's an imbalance there, and American citizens are not going to take medical advice from a government that has one set of rules for them and one set of rules for illegal immigrants.
Amen to that.
That's a not arguable point. That's absolutely correct.
Yeah. McAllen, Texas declared a disaster area yesterday because of illegal immigrants caught positive with COVID. At least 910 of them dumped there by the Biden administration, knowing they were positive. They were tested in Border Patrol custody. It is absolutely, you know, outrageous. There's no other way to put it. And Ron DeSantis nailed this. Biden was calling him out and saying, oh, listen, if you're not willing to lock down your state, then get out of the way and let local cities lock down. And he specifically aimed it at DeSantis. If our side would just respond to the left the way I'm about to play for you, we would win all the time. Here's DeSantis, and he is right on the money.
And so I think the question is we can either have a free society or we can have a biomedical security state. And I can tell you, Florida, we're a free state. People are going to be free to choose to make their own decisions about themselves, about their families, about their kids' education, and about putting food on the table. And Joe Biden suggests that if you don't do lockdown policies, then you should, quote, get out of the way. But let me tell you this. If you're coming after the rights of parents in Florida, I'm standing in your way. I'm not going to let you get away with it. If you're trying to deny kids a proper in-person education, I'm going to stand in your way, and I'm going to stand up for the kids in Florida. If you're trying to restrict people, impose mandates, if you're trying to ruin their jobs and their livelihoods and their small business, if you are trying to lock people down, I am standing in your way, and I'm standing for the people of Florida. So why don't you do your job? Why don't you get this border secure? And until you do that, I don't want to hear a blip about COVID from you. Thank you.
Bingo.
And aside from the immigration aspect of this, this is going on all over the world with regard to the pandemic. This attitude of, you know, government is not going to lock us down, not going to restrict our freedoms and liberties, and we are going to take responsibility for our own health, but you're not going to shut down an economy. What was the phrase that he used? The biomedical...
security state.
Biomedical security. And that was brilliantly put. He's absolutely right about that. Because there are tons of things that are a biomedical issue or a risk of life issue that we don't address like this. If you look at drunk driving, for crying out loud, if we address drunk driving like we address the pandemic, there would be no more alcohol sales. There would be no more vehicles, one or the other. We'd either sit at home, get drunk all the time, or we wouldn't drive.
Or we do what I've advocated for a long time. I know it's not popular. You drive once, you're over 0.12, license gone for life. Problem solved.
Yeah.
Problem solved. License gone for life. You've registered 0.12, you're done. I think 0.08 is too low, but 0.12, you're done.
But I mean, there's all kinds of things. The use of illegal or the abuse of prescription drugs, that has tremendous effects on society and on culture and on people's lives and puts people at risk every day. I mean, there's tons of medical things that we can take a look at that are killing people at a much higher rate than what this pandemic is doing in this country, at least. And we have no answer for it. We don't lock down an economy. We don't take people's civil rights away from them. We don't impose upon them a vaccination or some type of apparel that we think may stop the spread of the disease.
Well, let me give you another example of the very not seriousness of the Biden administration while pretending to be serious about this. You know, okay, so we just had a COVID outbreak at Fort Bliss. We had whistleblowers telling us Fort Bliss is where they're stashing the COVID-positive illegal immigrant children.
Right.
Where do you think those children are going the next couple of weeks? They are being trucked in and bused and flown into our communities, and they're putting them in our schools. This is from somebody, how should I put this, in the Greenville County school system. Hey, Tara, Greenville County Schools is registering kids that arrived from, let's just say, south of the border yesterday and the day before. They are registering these kids to go to school next week. So while you have the leadership there in Columbia, as you had on the news, Lee, saying, we're going to protect kids, by God, with mass mandates, in come Joe's illegals with the COVID.
And I will say this for me. This has nothing to do with the nationality nor the origin of these people.
Well, no,
has
these
to
people
do
are
with,
coming from all over the world. Exactly. They're everywhere. They're black, they're white, they're brown, they're everything. It's but COVID does not discriminate.
Exactly. It has to do with the hypocrisy of our policies with regard to this pandemic.
Yeah. So to pretend that, wow, Governor, just get out of my way while I save people. You mean while you dump COVID positive illegals in schools like that, Joe? I mean, the hypocrisy here is just so over the top, you almost can't process it. And DeSantis went into detail about it.
Joe Biden has taken to himself to try to single out Florida over COVID. This is a guy who ran for president saying he was going to, quote, shut down the virus. And what has he done? He's imported more virus from around the world by having a wide open southern border. You have hundreds of thousands of people pouring across every month. And it's not just from Mexico. In fact, it's rarely from Mexico. You have over 100 being worried about COVID for that? Of course not. So he's facilitating. Who knows what new variants are out there? But I can tell you, whatever variants are around the world, they're coming across that southern border. And so he's not shutting down the virus. He's helping to facilitate it in our country. And what is his big solution? What is he so upset about Florida? His solution is he wants to have the government force kindergartners to wear masks in school. He doesn't believe the parents should have a say in that. He thinks that should be a decision for the government. Well, I can tell you in Florida, the parents are going to be the ones in charge of that decision.
You know, isn't it amazing the way that Democrats and Biden campaigned on blaming Donald Trump for this pandemic? And guess what's going to be laid on the feet of the Biden administration? The complete, utter failure of them to get this under control, like they said they were going to do. 100 days, going to have it under control.
Well, kind of hard to have it under control when, and this is the most shocking thing. Okay, I don't know if people know this, but this illustrates it better than anything. Canada opened their border with us. Mm-hmm. It had been closed because of COVID. And they expected reciprocity. They thought we'd open ours with them. And the Biden administration said no, because of COVID, we can't have the border open. So our border with Canada is closed. Theirs with us is open, right? But the southern border is wide open.
Yeah.
And they're giving rides to illegals into McAllen to the point where they have a health emergency now. And Jen Circleback Psaki has the gall to say Trump left them with this problem?
Yeah.
What a liar.
Yeah.
No, he did not. He had them in camps in Mexico. And you had to wait if you wanted to get to apply for asylum, which you have a right to do, and you were caught on this side of the border, you're done. You had to stay in the camps, and it was working. They were staying in the camps. We could have treated them for COVID there. There was no reason for COVID-positive kids to be enrolling in Greenville County schools right now. Potentially COVID-positive kids. Kids who were on the other side of the border 2 days ago, God knows what variant they have. You talk about a health emergency. So you got, you know, they're freaking out over kids in schools. We're going to test these kids who aren't even American citizens? No, can't talk about it. Wow. It's just the hypocrisy is unbelievable. Coming up on the show, Senator Rand Paul wrote an editorial. I'm going to read it to you, and then I'm going to ask for your reaction to what he said, what he is proposing, because he is the first person to say something like this, and I want to see how it hits you. I was actually kind of surprised that Fox News printed it. Because it's pretty inflammatory. I'm going to read it. Love to take your responses either on the text line. 71307 is the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. The Ingalls Marketplace talk line is 800-347-1063. Here, I think, is the essence of the thing. If they get lockdowns on us again, if they get vaccine passports on this country, we will never be without them. It will never end. This is it. It's not going to be like last time when we come out of it and we stop all this silly stuff. It's forever. And I got no better example of that than my dad, who right now is in the hospital with pneumonia. He's very sick. He's got COVID and pneumonia. He came out of nowhere. 2 days, bam. So weak he couldn't walk to the bathroom and he fell. Fell badly, ripped the toilet out accidentally as he fell. He's okay. He didn't hit his head, thank God. But he's got COVID. And the problem is, and this is the punch, he's double vaccinated. He did it months ago. And he is deathly ill. So, folks, the idea that we're ever going to be without this, that we're ever going to be without the dictatorial new regime they want to pull over us, we're never going to if they get it on us one more time. We never will. We'll never be free again. I want to read what Rand Paul wrote, and I'm going to read it with a question for you. Do you agree? Is this over the top? I'm actually, quite frankly, this is pretty radical what I'm about to read, and I'm actually, quite frankly, surprised Fox published it. This is from the FoxNews.com website, the PC wrote. Love to hear from you on this. If this mirrors what you're feeling at work, where you're being forced to get a vaccine just to have a job, you know, you're being forced to wear a mask, you're watching others have to produce vaccine passports, all of those kinds of things. Here's what Rand Paul says, and he's talking to this idea of, we let him put this on us one more time, it never ends. Because when you're seeing half the cases in Israel right now are in the vaccinated, not the unvaccinated, the vaccinated. 47% in the UK, vaccinated. A majority of cases in Brazil now, vaccinated. Shot's not going to stop this. That's fairy tale stuff. That's glitter and unicorns. I'm seeing it right now in my own family. Shot's not going to stop this. They get it on us again. We live this way forever. Here's what Rand Paul wrote. I want you to know, is this radical? Is this selfish of him? You agree? You disagree? What is your reaction to this? I'm going to read it again at foxnews.com. Resist, just one word, starts the piece from Senator Rand Paul. Resist, period. They can't arrest us all. They can't keep all your kids home from school. They can't keep every government building closed, although I've got a long list of ones they should. We don't have to accept the mandates, lockdowns, and harmful policies of the petty tyrants and feckless bureaucrats. We can simply say, no, not again. You can see why I'm surprised Fox published this. It's going to cause quite a stir today. I think it came out yesterday. He continues, Speaker Nancy Pelosi, you will not arrest or stop me or anyone on my staff from doing our jobs. We have all either had COVID, had the vaccine, or been offered the vaccine. We will make our own health choices. We will not show you a passport. We will not wear a mask. And we will not be forced into random screening and testing so you can continue your drunk with power reign over the Capitol. President Biden, he writes, we will not accept your agency's mandates or your reported moves toward a lockdown. No one should follow the CDC's anti-science mask mandates. And if you want to shut down federal agencies again, some of which aren't even back to work fully, I will stop every bill coming through the Senate with an amendment to cut their funding if they don't come to work. And then he simply writes, no more. Local bureaucrats and union bosses, we will not allow you to do more harm to our children again this year. Children are not at any more risk from COVID than they are from the seasonal flu. Again, by the way, Senator Rand Paul is a doctor. He's an MD. Every adult who works in schools has either had the vaccine or had their chance to. There is no reason for mask mandates, part-time schools, or any lockdown measures. Children are falling behind in school, he says, and are being harmed physically and psychologically by the tactics you have used to keep them from the classroom this year. We won't allow it again. Do I sound fed up to you? That's because I am. I'm not a career politician, he said. I practiced medicine for 33 years. I graduated from Duke Medical School, worked in emergency rooms, studied immunology and virology, and ultimately chose to become a surgeon. He said, we are at a moment of truth and a crossroads. Will we allow these people to use fear and propaganda to do further harm to our society, economy, and children? I have been telling everyone for a year now that Dr. Anthony Fauci and other public health officials were not following science, and I've been proven right time and time again. But I am not the one who is fed up. I can't go anywhere these days, from work to events to airports to Ubers, restaurants and stores, without people coming up to me and thanking up me for standing up for them. And again, he says, resist. They cannot arrest us all. Wow. From a sitting senator, y'all. This is a from person from Middleoa, New York. I didn't get your name. Welcome to the show. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, there you go.
Oh, hi. I'm sorry. Yeah, I didn't know I was on. I just want to say about Rand Paul that, I think hearing what he had to say, I think at least temporarily, maybe our founding fathers can stop spinning in their graves over what's going on in this country right now. I agree 100%. They can't arrest us all.
So you don't think that's radical? You think that is a good way forward?
I think it's in the finest tradition of what this country was founded on, and I'd like to kind of connect that to something that you have talked about in the past and something that happened recently. Biden administration just completely ignored a ruling from the Supreme Court on the eviction moratorium. And I know you're a big advocate of, like, if the government is going to act unconstitutionally, it's up to the state governments to then nullify. And I want to see Abbott in Texas say, we're going to continue to stop these illegal aliens from being shipped out on the buses. And I want to see down here in South Carolina, we don't recognize your court ruling saying that our fetal heartbeat bill is unconstitutional. It is the law of the state. I want to see a little more steel in the spine of some of these Republicans.
Yes, and you know what? I can't agree with you more. And there was a word that Ron DeSantis said, and I'm hoping that it catches on. I have a feeling it will soon, because he divided America, the governor of Florida, when he was talking yesterday, he divided America into free states and not free states. Two nations, not one.
Yeah. And I've been saying that to people I know. I said, I'm lucky enough that I moved from an area controlled by the District of Columbia, which was New York City, down to a free state of South Carolina. And I feel like I've escaped the Stalinist dictatorship.
Well, let's hope that it doesn't come here. And I want to thank you very much for your phone call and for listening. We'll be back in just a minute. Rand Paul says, and again, I'm surprised Fox News published this, resist. They can't arrest us all. Just don't comply. And do you think the American people will have the backbone to do it? Knowing the price is at least cancellation. Or is he out to lunch? This is nuts. We need to go along with the COVID regime because people might get sick and, you know, maybe even die. Text line 71307. Give us a call on the Ingalls Markets talk line 800-34. A reminder, kind of a comical one, that nature is brutal. And that is a reality. You ever see one of those kids can get? Where you can order like a butterfly and a chrysalis, and then it'll come in the mail, and then you and the children can watch it emerge, and they give you food and feed it, and then you set it free. You set it free. So beautiful. And then there's nature. This is from the internet, and unfortunately you can't see. This is what this father and son did. So the little boy's about to set it free. It's the most beautiful moment, right? So in the backyard, it's just him and his son and the dog. And you can't see this because this is radio, but you'll understand what's going on. So he says, come on, open it up. Let him go. Let him go. And suddenly the dogs are a big fan of protein, particularly in the format of insects. The dog gets very interested. Here's what happens next.
All right, pull the lid off. That's it. It's a bye-bye butterfly. Oh. Let him out. Lift it, lift thing up, that's why he can't get out. That's it, he's free. He's free. Marvel. Marvel. You idiot. You idiot. Marvel's eating him. Marvel's just ate it. Right, pull the lid off.
Okay, so the dog was like, protein, womp. And there goes the whole butterfly and chrysalis thing. Kind of metaphor for life right now, right? The government cannot control nature anymore. They can control a virus. It can't. Okay, so I read you the Rand Paul piece. Wanted to know what you thought about it. He says resist. They can't arrest us all. This is a sitting U.S. senator. And again, I was surprised Fox published this. Do you think people will? Are they just, we're just going to slide into this? Because let me tell you, if they get dishonest again, it's never coming off. I'm dealing that with that in my own family. They're selling the fairy tale. Oh, by the way, they're selling the fairy tale that if everybody gets vaccinated, this will go away. And I'm here to tell you they won't, because my dad right now is in the hospital with COVID and pneumonia, and he's double vaxxed and has been for months. So it's not over. They get dishonest again, it never ends. Ever. Never comes off. This is it. This is the last chance. You got it. We can't let them do it. We can't live this way. Because COVID will always be with us. It always will. And even if you're vaccinated, it doesn't make a difference. You're going to get it. You're going to get it again. And they can pretend all you want that they want that's because of the unvaccinated. Well, my dad did what he was supposed to do, and he's in the hospital right now with COVID and pneumonia. And thank you, by the way, so much for all of your prayers. I truly appreciate that. Texter writes, Chair, the Biden administration ignoring the Supreme Court is part of the coordinated effort to destroy small businesses and self-reliant citizens. This is amazing. Okay, do you realize, you probably heard what happened with the landlords, right? The CDC, which does not have the power to do this, okay? The Center for Disinformation and Confusion, the federal government agency just ordered that landlords cannot kick deadbeats out of their house, their homes. There's no reason for deadbeats to be stuck in houses. We got, what? 8.1 million open jobs. Get a job. Get a job. You don't want to pay your rent right now. Your landlord's got to take you as a free rider. Most landlords can't afford that. Well, here's the amazing thing. The Supreme Court ruled. This is unconstitutional. You can't do it. And Biden said in his speech he couldn't do it. Because the Supreme Court said, okay, Congress could pass a law saying that landlords can't evict you, but the CDC can't. And Biden just did it. They just did it. They said, well, we'll just make it up as we go along. Ignoring the Supreme Court. What are they doing, folks? What did Biden just do? Say with me. Nullification. He just said, yes, Supreme Court ruled it's unconstitutional. I know it's illegal for me to do it, but I'm just going to ignore it. Good. Let's start doing it ourselves. If that is the sham legal standard, the system is broken anyway. He just broke the law and admitted it. Yeah, Supreme Court says it's illegal. I'm going to do it anyway. Cool. So next law Congress passes. We don't like it here in South Carolina. What it's going to take to Biden route, it's called nullification. We don't like it. We don't do it. It's what the founders intended. Just nullify it. Come down here and make me. What? Don't you liberal trolls criticize me for this. Your leader just did it. He just broke the law. Here's Fox News. And I mean, Todd Perro's mouth is hanging open this morning over this.
The issue had already been to the Supreme Court. Of course, remember, POTUS said that Congress has got to do something about it. Excuse me, SCOTUS has got to authorize it. So we'll see how this goes. But it looks like the courts are again going to have to step in here.
I mean, the court literally said, you can't do this.
And they did. Cool. That how it's going to be in America? Good. Great. Let's just start chucking federal laws we don't like. Why not? Biden just did it, so it must be okay. Let's see what Roger thinks. He is calling in to tell us about Rand Paul. Rand Paul says, resist, they can't arrest us all. Probably the most radical statement I've heard from a sitting Republican senator. What do you think, Roger? Is he over the top? How do you react to that?
No, I've been saying for a year, and listening to you when I do, that the state legislatures, the county, and especially the state legislatures, they all these states that know this need to step up, make and just resist the federal government. Get this one bureaucratic organizations start making laws like they've been doing since 1960 or before. They just need to start saying no, we're not gonna do it. Period. And that's my feelings. I got a lot to talk about, but I'm not gonna try it. So I thought I'd call and tell you what I thought about that. I've been saying that for a year.
Well, I think it's the only way forward. And I think that, and I don't want to hear about it from the left. I don't want to hear it because your guy just did it. Just broke the law. Flat out said it was. Conservative Treehouse wrote about this today. think big picture, okay? So the CDC, which is a health agency, just ordered via the Biden administration, they cannot, landlords can't kick people out, right? They have absolutely no constitutional authority to do that. That is a dictatorship. We are way beyond the law at that point. And the Supreme Court's made that clear. I mean, they ruled on this specific issue, not cases like this. This specific issue. No, the CDC cannot tell a landlord they have to keep a deadbeat tenant. Now, this is what Chris Treehouse writes this morning. This is a big deal, not just because of evictions or people. It's just not that. It's because of this. Think beyond the issue at hand with evictions. If the occupant of the White House can intentionally and with willful and open intent violate the U.S. Constitution while admitting publicly he's violating the U.S. Constitution, then what makes you think they will stop at the issue of evictions? They won't. This is a test case for them. You know, the left learns. And if they get away with breaking the law, they just take it as a right. Once they do it once, they do it again. Well, we had to, though. I mean, we had to because we had to help people. No, you broke the law. Well, Duke could play at this game. Our founders intended for us to. Joe just did it. I'd love to know from my trolls. Was that okay? Was that all right, what Joe just did? Because if you think that, then you got no business objecting to a state going, we don't like that law. We think that one's unconstitutional. We don't like that Supreme Court ruling. And heck no, we're going to do what we want, sell what we want, say what we want, send our kids to school the way we want. And you can pass any law you want. You can have any Supreme Court ruling you want. We'll do what we want. Because that is what Joe Biden just did. He set the precedent, folks. He's teaching us how to do it. So, have at it. Right? That's what Joe wants. The hypocrisy here is stunning, but the precedent is terrifying. It's terrifying. And they're so casual about it. So you remember the McCloskeys, Mark McCloskey's wife? Here's how the story went. They live in St. Louis in a neighborhood that is completely private. Okay, so this is probably not like your neighborhood. It's not like my neighborhood where the streets are, you know, government built and you pay taxes. So anybody has a right to walk down them, right? The McCloskey's neighborhood is a private neighborhood with private streets. They are not owned by the state. They were not created by the state. And the owners pay fees to maintain them, right? So if you don't live there, it's private property. You have absolutely no right to go through the gate. And you most certainly don't have a right to rip the gate down because you're mad that some people have more money than you do and you want to trash their house. Contrary to what the left may believe about how life works in America. So you remember the case with the McCloskeys. The marchers, the rioters ripped the private gate down. That did over $10,000 worth of damage, but they felt entitled to do it because, I don't know, they got liberal privilege. And they were marching toward the McCloskeys' house, and they defended their property with guns. No one got hurt, thank God. They had guns too. In fact, not widely reported in the media, but well documented in the video. They had guns too. And so the McCloskeys pointed the guns at them. They pointed the guns at the McCloskeys and things went down from there. Okay. So the McCloskeys got arrested for defending their own property. Well, the governor of the state has just pardoned them. He's just pardoned them. So here's the thing. Cori Bush is a congresswoman. She's a Democrat congresswoman from St. Louis. And she led a second delegation to the McCloskey's house. This time they didn't break the law or rip the gates down. They did something else. So they just, you know, they chanted and did that kind of thing, which is it within their rights to do. So she's now outraged because they have been pardoned by the governor, the McCloskeys have. Take a listen.
There are pardons that we have been asking for, pardons that actually should happen in Missouri, and that was not one. I will not stand by and allow him or our governor to hurt the very people that are doing the work that they should be doing.
Okay, by the work they should be doing, she means illegally ripping down people's gates. That's a felony, by the way, because of the amount of damage involved. So that's the work they should be doing. That's what she's talking about. Should be breaking into places they have no right to be. Here's Mert McCloskey on Fox News last night reacting to that.
Well, you know, she also said, I think my day will come. I think she made a direct threat. But, you know, if she thinks she can intimidate us, then she's mistaken. I mean, when she was standing outside my fence chanting into a megaphone, "You can't stop the revolution. You can't stop the revolution." Well, then she has a gall to stand up in the halls of Congress and say anyone who supports insurrection shouldn't be allowed to walk the halls of Congress. Well, she's the only one I know in Congress that's actively and vocally in front of me advocated the violent overthrow of this country. Huh. So she's just a complete hypocrite, and, you know, she's not going to get us to back down.
He is running for Senate, by the way, now, in Missouri. He used to donate to Democrats. He's running as a Republican. So kind of an interesting transition for him, if you will. All right, we'll be right back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.